Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James Wayne Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN, Gregory News Network, coming to you from my home here in Jacksonville, Florida, here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. He's my Savior, and He wants to be your Savior also. It's a little after 2 p.m. Eastern Time, which is a little after 11 a.m. Pacific Time, and in all the other time zones around the world. Earlier today, I went to Murray Hill Baptist Church, and I said to Dr. Doug Axtell, he's the lead pastor, but I would put in a good word. They're located at 4300 Post Street, Jacksonville, Florida, 32205. Their phone number, area code 904-388-8531. 904-388-8531. You can check out their website at www.mhbc.net. That's www.mhbc.net. Also, they have an email, info@mhbc.net. And it was a good service. Also, I went to Sunday school there. And so a special shout out to Murray Hill Baptist Church, 4300 Post Street, Jacksonville, Florida, 32205. Their phone number once again, 904-388-8531. Yesterday, I went to Trinity Baptist Church, 800 Hammond Boulevard in Jacksonville, Florida. They have Saturday evening services there. And so I went to another church today, Murray Hill Baptist Church. So a special shout out to the ministerial staff there, and God bless you all. You can call in right now. This is a live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. My the call-in number at Blog Talk Radio, 347-633-9660. 347-633-9660. Of course, you dial one first. And later on, if you want to call me on my cell phone, you can. My cell phone number, 904-504-4283. 904-504-4283. I'm the pastor of Tribulation Baptist Church. Sometimes people will ask, why did I call the church that God allowed me to start Tribulation Baptist Church? Because I'm going through a lot of tribulation for the cause of Christ. False accusers, people hating me without a cause. So you keep me in your prayers, ladies and gentlemen. Keep me in your prayers. Me, James William Gregory Jr. I take the stand for God Almighty on my network. I take a stand for God Almighty. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, I'm going to be reading out of, in the New Testament, the first Timothy chapter 4, the Word of God. It is impossible for God to lie. Now, I can tell you who the liar is. Satan, he's the liar. He's the father of lies. Don't be deceived by Satan. believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. All power is given unto God, unto the Lord Jesus Christ, in God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost. And now I'm going to read out of 1 Timothy, the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 4. Stand by. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wise fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. God wants us to live godly lives, ladies and gentlemen. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. That was 1 Timothy chapter 4, the whole chapter. You know, it says here in verse 10 of 1 Timothy chapter 4, for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God. If you trust in the living God, you're going to labor for God and you're going to suffer reproach from people who are not of God. You understand that? I hope you do. I'm suffering reproach. I labor for God and I'm suffering reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. Jesus Christ is my Savior. He's my Lord, he's my God, he's my best friend. And oh, by the way, God made Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. He made all the animals. Human beings are not animals, okay? People have called me a dog. I'm not a dog. I'm a human being. I'm a man on a mission to glorify God. I lift God up. Am I perfect? No. I still make mistakes, but God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. To God be the glory. Great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. This is scripture song. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church, a home church here from my home here in Jacksonville, Florida. Today's Sunday, February 15th, 2015. The time right now is 2:11 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 11:11 a.m. Wait, I'm sorry, 2:11 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 11:11 a.m. It's 2:11 p.m. Sorry about that. Eastern Time, which is 11:11 a.m. Pacific Time. Have a few more minutes left of this live radio broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. If you ever want to make a contribution for this ministry, much appreciated, $10 or higher. You can email me anytime, quakeman30@gmail.com. That's quakeman30@gmail.com. That's quakeman30@gmail.com. We're in the end days, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let me mention this. The true believer will never take the mark of the beast. It's going to be it's a mark of some kind that's going to be put on either the right wrist or the forehead. Whoever takes the mark of the beast is condemning themselves to the lake of fire for all eternity. The true believer, like myself, will never take the mark. It could either be a mark or it could be a computer chip of some kind. Don't take it, whatever you do, ladies and gentlemen. God will provide. He always does. He never fails. God Almighty never fails. The Lord God Jehovah, Jesus Christ, in God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost, the Blessed Trinity, these three, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, are one. One God, ladies and gentlemen, with three persons of the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. And these three are one. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you're not saved, call upon the Lord Jesus Christ right now, and he will save your soul, and you'll have the blessed assurance to know that you're going to heaven when you die. Those people that reject the Lord Jesus Christ, they're on their way to the lake of fire for all eternity. Those people who die in their sins, they go to hell. And the Bible says very clearly in the book of Revelation, death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire for all eternity. Ladies and gentlemen, your soul lives on forever, forever, either in heaven above or in the lake of fire. Your choice. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Got less than 1 minute left of this live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Tribulation Baptist Church. Home church, free preaching ministry, and worldwide on the internet. Also, I'm on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And, okay, I'm going to be wrapping up, ladies and gentlemen. You have a great day, and may God richly bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. A special shout-out to WBOB 600 AM radio station, The Answer, here in Jacksonville. The other day I was on there. And they let me put in a plug for Tribulation Baptist Church, TNN, Gregory News Network. Okay, going to be wrapping up. You have a great day. Call upon the Lord right now, and he will save your soul. And you'll have the blessed assurance that you're going to heaven when you die. Okay? My name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GMN, Gregory News Network. I'm the only owner, by the grace of God, of GMN, Gregory News Network. Take care for now.